Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 141.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, here we are again. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe. I am the host as always, and this is going to be episode number 141, and I'm going to be talking about how to implement extensions into your voicings. I know this is a big topic. A lot of people want to know how to do this. There's many different ways. I'm going to be going into a certain way that's going to be more individualized for the extension, right? So I'm going to be talking about basically how to incorporate any extension do you want. I'm also going to talk about some of the other ways that you can start to do this, obviously, in a couple different manners and fashions. But, you know, I was reading, I had a gig last night and I had some charts that I was reading. And, you know, when you come across a chord that you quickly need to add extensions into, it can be kind of difficult, right? And so you do really want to prepare for different sets of extensions, right, and practice them so that when you do see, you know, flat 9, sharp 11, natural 13 chord, for example, you can be like, boom, you can play that quickly, efficiently, because a lot of people's writing, and this is kind of the epiphany I had last night, you know, good writers want certain specific sounds on their voicings, right? It's not going to be left up to you to choose your extension. So basically in this chord chart, you know, that I was playing in this gig last night, all of the chord charts, in fact, you know, the writer was is an amazing writer, trumpet player, and he's always asking for specific voicings. He wants a specific sound over his voicing, right, with specific extensions. So I thought it'd be a good podcast to do that, and I think this is going to be very, very helpful for the beginners all the way up to advanced players, even so, because you can this can definitely improve in all areas. I mean, even for me, there's certain situations, combinations, registers where if I see something, you know, it might stutter step me, right? It might make me hesitate just for a second in a particular way because I'm not used to seeing that combination of extensions based on the certain chord. Now, I couldn't tell you what that would be offhand, but I definitely still run across that where I'm less familiar playing those, okay? So I'm going to get right into it. My neck is kind of hurting because I was playing piano. I don't know if this was a rip. I was playing all day yesterday. I had like 9 hours worth of playing, and I probably slept on it wrong too, but this is going to be a quick lesson. It's a very easy concept, so let's get right into it. Okay, here we go. So when you are implementing extension, let's say you want to implement a flat 9 into your chord. The easiest way to do this when comping, if you're playing with a band, is to play your shells in your left hand. Let's say for a C7 chord, right? So here's my C7 dominant 7 chord. I'm going to take my shells. I'm going to take my right hand and use my right hand to implement my extension. So I could do this. Now, it's not a very big, thick chord, right? But it is a C7 flat 9 chord. Now, let's say the chord called for a C7 flat 9 sharp 11. Now, all I do is play my shells, take my extensions. Now, I have my C7 flat 9 sharp 11. Now, you can't hear the root here because there's no bass player. That sounds much better, doesn't it? And even if I do this, right, that's the chord you'd be playing. With just 3 notes, it's still a beautiful chord. If we shift this to maybe like an F7 flat 9, it does the job. It's very, very pretty. So don't think you can't get away. I mean, simplicity is an amazingly overlooked thing in jazz and jazz piano for all students and beginners, intermediate, even some advanced players. Simplicity can be much more effective than using these huge, lush, you know, seven-note voicings, right? So here is your flat 9 chord. So again, the strategy here is very simple. We're just playing the shells in the left hand. Any chord you see or you want to implement extensions, play those shells. You can actually double your shells too. So I might do this for a B-flat 7 chord. And then depending upon the extension you're going to play, you can play your extensions in your right hand. So I can take the 13, flat 9, maybe sharp 11 up here. beautiful. It's a beautiful voicing, right? So again, the first strategy is to play your shells with your left hand. Very, very simple. Now, there's a couple of things you can do with your left hand to switch that up. Just playing your shells, then playing extensions in your right hand is going to create more of a thinner voicing, right? So if I play, again, if I play, let me see, a G7 chord, like this, here's my shells, right? And again, I have the 7 here on the bottom and the 3 on top. Rather than having the 3 and 7, I just switched up the shell placement, right? Depending upon the register you want to play in, you can do this as well, right? Probably the shells down here for a G7 is too low. This might be a little too high. So 7 on the bottom is going to be the perfect combination for your shells in this register right here. So again, let's say I saw a G7 chord in a chart, right? And the composer was requesting a sharp 11, 13, 9, right? So here's my voicing right here. And again, I just stack the voicing. And luckily, in this case, because he was requesting a sharp 11, 13, 9, it worked out very, very well. Let's say he's just requesting a 9, right? So if you have this, this is kind of thin. It's not very balanced out. So what do you do, or what can you do in this case? Well, you can kind of fill in with chord tones, right? I wouldn't recommend playing the root in this case because the bass player is going to have the root, but you can add the 5 in there. That adds for a very nice sound. You can also double the 7 here if you want as well. So really, when you kind of have space like this, let's say you don't have a sharp 11, right? You wouldn't really need anything here, or even the 13, right? But let's say you have a 9, you have all this space in the middle, you can add another extension if you want, if that's your choice. If the composer's just saying, oh, I want a 9 in here, it is up to you. Maybe you want to throw a 13 in there as well, and you can add some chord tones as well. So I can add the 5 here. Maybe I can add the 7. Right, that's closer to the sound of our traditional rootless voicing right there. Okay, so that's going to be taking that strategy a step further. Now, let's say you don't want to use shells. You want to get a thicker, sound out of the piano. As I've talked about, these different registers are great for creating amazing sounding, rich, low-end comping voicings, right? And again, so let's talk about that first, actually. So instead of just using your shells, what can we do with our left hand? Well, we can use 1 and 7. And don't think you can ever not use 1 and 7. A lot of times my thinking was, oh, I always need to use shells. I always need to use rootless. You don't always need to use rootless, right? 1 and 7 is a great, great voicing. So what do we do from here? The very number one thing, this is going to come, these principles come from our my two-hand voicing building system, which you can get our website, jazzpianoschool.com. But 1 and 7, we always need our shells completed in our voicing. So because I do not have the 3rd in there, I'm going to throw the 3rd in. Now let's say I saw an F7, 13 chord. So all I would need to do is take my extra fingers here and add on that 13. So I have that voicing now, right? So again, here's my root, 7, 3. Let's say I saw a 9 chord, right? There's my 9. Okay, I could, again, these are optional. I could double the 7 here or put the 5 in. Since I already have a 7, I probably won't double the 7, but I'll put the 5 in here. Okay, that's a very nice voicing there, right? I could also add the 13 if I wanted to. Okay, but I don't necessarily need it. I could just have this sound as well. They're two completely different sounds. They're two beautiful sounds as well. There's nothing bad about either one. They're both great, okay? So using 1 and 7 and 3 is another way to start building in your extensions into your voicings, right? Again, if I saw a B flat 7, let me see, sharp 11, flat 9, right? 1 and 7, because I have 1 and 7, I need to place my 3rd with my right hand. Here's where my sharp 11 is going to be. And here's where my, flat 9. Flat 9. Okay. So there's my voicing right there. Now I could switch the sharp 11 to up here if I wanted to. Put the flat 9 here. That's just a different texture, right? It's a little thin. This is a little bit thicker. And, that's what that sounds like right there. Now again, there's other ways to voice this. I could put the flat 9 down here in the bottom. I'm not really talking about that just yet, but again, why don't we talk about that? So if we have 1 and 7 and 3, you don't always have to stack continuously upward, right? You can intermingle the extensions with your shells, right? So if I have D here, I can surround my third, right, with the extension. So I can put flat 9 below the third if I want and sharp 11 above it. That's perfectly fine as well. Now, if I wanted to add in the 13, I do have my pinky available. Beautiful voicing right there, right? I love this voicing. It's fantastic. So, 1, flat 7, flat 9, 3, sharp 11, right? So, you can intermix, you know, and like surround your shells with the voicings once you've created this, right? Now, just like we're playing 1 and 7 here and putting the 3, we can also do 1 and 3, place the 7 here, right? And then add on our extensions here, right? Maybe this. I was doubling the third here, or I could have sharp 11. Right, so technically, this is just 1, 3, flat 7. If you want to use this approach with your left hand and just add on extensions here, you can do that as well. I kind of do both. I switch back and forth between both, right? Again, like this, 1 and 3. Using 1 and 3 in my left hand kind of just helps me visualize the two separate left hand structures, right? So either 1 and 7 or 1 and 3. That just helps me visualize, okay, I'm using 1 and 3 now as opposed to 1 and 7. When you start kind of playing your 7 or, you know, with your right hand or playing your third with your right hand, then you can kind of get confusing what actual structure you're using. So the last thing I want to talk about is the 1, 10, and 3. And a lot of you probably who have followed me have seen this, or you've seen voicings like this. This is covering everything. So our right hand is now free to incorporate any extensions we want and build up or any chord tones we want. So we have complete control over, you know, we can do this with our right hand. We can do whatever we want. We can stack. I doubled the 7, flat 9, 3, sharp 11, 13 on top. Right, and this is how you're going to get some of these really nice rich voicings. You can add the 5 down here. You can put the 9 and the 3. Yeah, actually here I'm playing natural 9 and flat 9 together. You know, people will teach you not to do this, but if you enjoyed the sound, go for it. I actually do use this sometimes when I'm trying to create more of a dissonant sound, right? So that's how you're going to create bigger spreads in your voicing by doing that, more of that rich, lush kind of two-hand voicing sound, right? 1, 7, 10, and again, whatever you want to add up here. You know, this is a very common one. This can add more fingers in here. But just to review again, so we have our shells, and again, don't be afraid to just keep it simple, right? Just play your shells, then add, pick, and choose an extension, right? So sharp 11. There's a voicing right there. There here, pick your 13. So this is for a G7, right? So sharp 11, 13, you know, you can pick flat 9, natural 9, whatever you want. And again, feel free to fill in that space in between your shells and the whatever chord tone you're playing. Like if you play a sharp 11 up here, that's a lot of space. You probably want to fill that in, you know, with some doubles maybe, the 5 and the 7. And just occasionally hit that bass note because these are rootless, right? Just so you can hear that low end, the low end structure to the voicing. Right, maybe throw in the 9 there, maybe take out the 5, you know, just experiment, right? So what you want to do is be able to play and incorporate these extensions into all different types of chords, right? So your minors, your dominants, your majors, your minor 7 flat 5, so on. And you want to be able to, you know, if I said play a B flat 7 sharp 11 flat 9 chord, you know, immediately your brain's probably going to freeze, but you want to practice all of the structures, right? So take a structure, a strategy I just mentioned. So if I said B flat, sharp 11, flat 9, maybe you practice all of your 1 and 7s, right? So you know you need the third. Let's do natural 9, flat 13. How about that? So we have the third here. Here's our natural 9, right? Here's our flat 13, right? So we have this. And then maybe maybe switch the 9 to the top, right? That's a really pretty voicing right there. Okay, so practice each individual structure moving through all the different chords. So I practice all my 1s and 7s, right? Maybe just with my 9. So we do need the 3rd in there, then put your 9 in there. So here's a voicing right here. I would go to F7. right? You're just going to go through the circle of force. So make it systematic. And obviously in Jazz Piano School, that's what I'm all about. We're all about systematically practicing step by step. So you're learning these tools. So when you're ready, it prepares you to be ready for any situation that you can think of and encounter. That way you're always ready. You're always prepared to play what you need to. But go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast141 to get some of the practice exercises, the strategies, and everything I talked about for this episode. And again, you know, practice these systematically through all the keys for all the different chords. And again, it's not hard to incorporate extensions. Remember that. It just takes a little knowledge of what to do with your left hand first. Pick your structure, and then you can start to incorporate your right hand as a step two, right? Whether it be the third and then adding on extensions, or just adding on extensions if you do have the shells in your left hand. All right. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for being here. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. As always, happy practicing, and I'll talk to you later.